Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Livestock futures contract closed lower here. Feeder cattle down about 50 to $1.05, with the August being down 105 at 149.60. August live cattle down 12, October down 97. Feeder cattle index as of yesterday's close was 150.79. That was up 38 cents yesterday. And that's about $0.50 to a dollar or so above where the August contract is now. Live cattle trade today or this week looks like it's going to be from 117 to 118. A little bit disappointing. Most people were expecting some 118, or the bulk of it to be around 118, but there was more 117. Midday box beef down $1.05 on choice at 204.11. Select was up 43 cents at 198.21. So again, the choice and select spread has continued to tighten. It's $5.90. That's the tightest I've seen in a while. So overall, the cattle market finished the week here on a pretty quiet note and just down a little bit. And really, since the end of April, we've been about the same price, between 140 and 160. Right now, we're right at 150 in most contracts, so right in the middle of the range for the last 3 months. Seasonally, this time of year is usually pretty good for feeder cattle, but we've really been steady over the last 3 months.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A quiet day for grain futures, 3 cents or so higher for corn, 3 cents lower for soybeans, and then steady to 2 cents lower for the wheat. Today we had the U.S. dollar up sharply, and that was thought to maybe provide some headwinds for the grain futures, and all commodities for that matter. But it's up 70 points in the September Dow at 93.41. That's the first bit of strength we've seen in months. And then the next big thing is next week we've got the August 10th monthly USDA report, which will update us on the corn and bean production, at least their interpretation of the corn and bean production. We've seen some things out of Informa and FC Stone. FC Stone was saying the corn yield is going to be somewhere around 163 bushels per acre, or just under 13.6 billion bushels. Informa Economics was about 165.9. So both of them are lower than where the USDA was last month. And then soybeans, Informa says 47.3, while FC Stone says 47.7. So both of those are a little bit lower too. So I think the trade's really watching not only just the weather, but what the USDA is going to do with their yield. I think most people anticipate a drop, but it's a matter of how much. But that report's on August 10th, and that's the regular USDA monthly report. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.